Welcome to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell along with Kirk Carroll and Kendall Atkinson. We'll be in here in just a few. The Tigers get a big road win last night for only the second time we've been on the road this season. Both of them region games. Hardin County made the short trip over to Chester County for a Region 6 matchup. The Tigers won their ninth straight over Chester County dating back to 2015. Hardin County won their seventh game overall in the 2023 season and improved to 3-0 in district play. And saying all that, congratulations to Coach Smith as he won his 100th game last night at Chester County as a head coach for the Hardin County Tigers. Coming up, me and Kurt will visit with Coach Smith. We'll discuss last night's game. Also, a little bit later on, we'll get you set for next week. As Haywood comes to town, it'll be a pink out at Jim Carroll Stadium. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so there'll be a pink out at the stadium. So be sure to come out and participate in the Tiger Tailgate Party, the Tiger Walk, and all the other festivities going on. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Also, scores from last night and a look at the SEC schedule. Kirk, last night, a tale of two halves for really both teams as for the second time the Tigers go into kind of a hostile environment, a team and a fan base that had some high hopes, especially in the region. And I think Chester County last night, when they came out and with the fans, I think they had a real shot or thought they had a real shot of knocking off the Tigers and getting a big win. But, you know, second half, Tigers came out and just kind of took the air out of the game at that point.
Well, you know, we knew that they were pretty good. They didn't have a great record, but they had played with, I don't think they've lost by over a score, you know, in any of their games. I may be wrong on that, but it's close to that. I mean, they played good. They had athletes. They were a good team. And they came up, fired up, got a chance to beat the number four team in the state. You know, that'll fire you up at home. And played good. And they started out kind of running it down our throat and had the guys that could do it, too. And they blocked us up front. A lot of people hadn't done that. And, yeah, they had a good thing going, you know, in the first half. But as it played out, we get the lead before halftime and then come out in the first play of the second half. I mean, we go 80 yards for a touchdown, and that pretty much sealed the deal. It was just – you could kind of see them deflate a little bit after that score starting the second half.
Yeah, we were on their sideline, and I was watching them, and body language just wasn't quite what it was. It was more frustration.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, we talked about that last night, that, you know, you lose four close games, and you've only won one, and every game turned against you, you know, before the end. You can't help but think, here we go again, you know, and that's kind of what happened, I think, in the second half. It was – we pounced on them early, and that was it. But this Hardin County team, they've earned it. I mean, they played some good teams, good athletes. They've seen just about everything, size, speed, strength. And I think all but two games, we had a running clock because they had such a lead, you know, in the fourth quarter. So, you know, it all goes back on Hardin County. They're taking care of their own destiny.
And too, you know, in that game last night, Chester County, they still had a really good chance to knot everything up. They were 1-1 in the district. We didn't have a loss. I mean, they get a win there, and then all of a sudden we're tied at first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were – you know, there's two ways to look at it. Overall, I've always said, especially in high school, I remember back, you know, when we played, it was – it didn't matter who you were playing. It just win and lose. You know, it didn't matter if you were playing a good team or a bad team. It does. It was just you want to win that game. Yep. And but in the region, district, do we have regions and districts now, or do we just have a
– Well, they, it, either or, same thing, district and the region. I mean, you got a district, you got a region. The region, I guess, it consists of the other side of what's 4A. We'll match up two with another region as you move into the playoffs.
But yeah, so, realistically, that was a big game for what's to come down the road.
Well, what it does, that game gives us a firm grip on that top spot. Now, we do have two more games coming up a little bit later on to end the season with Southside and Lexington, both district games. You know, with the way things going for those two teams, you know, we would have to lose both. And
well, in South Gibson, aren't they in our
– They are.
Region district this year. So we got a leg up, you know, starting the season against them. And now you're right. I mean, it's downhill if they can keep playing like they are now.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll take a timeout. Coach Smith is in. We'll talk to him about last night's game, get his perspective on his Tigers so far. Can't believe it. Seven games into this season. Just seemed like we started. But here we are. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back with more after this. Back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell along with Kirk Carroll, Kendall Atkinson, and Coach Matthew Smith join us now. And Matthew, first of all, get this bit of news out of the way. Congratulations on the 100th win, 13 years as a head coach here at Hardin County High School. Of course, as an assistant here. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into 100 wins. Not just you know, getting this program in a great place. A lot of assistant coaches, a lot of players that helped you get to that point as well.
Well, you know, to me and I, for the stats or history books, that kind of stuff, I sit down at the end of the year and kind of tally up which each team has had I'd really kind of lost track of that because we're in the middle of the grind of this year. And as I say before, I have said before on this show, you know, every team has a life of its own, and you kind of get involved in that. And, you know, I told the kids last night, it's much more enjoyable. Winning is a byproduct of hard work, discipline, the convictions that each guy has in that locker room to go out and do his job to the best of his ability. And, you know, that's what makes me happy when I see that on the field and kids play with that type of conviction and that type of work ethic and that type of discipline. And, you know, it's been a joy to watch and coach this team this year, because I think through these first seven ball games, they've displayed that on the field. And you know, I always tell them each and every week that you don't just get to say it, because we record everything now. You've got to show it. You put it on film. Everybody gets to see it and watch it. And, you know, I've been pleased with the way these kids have gone out and played this year.
Yeah, it was really great ball game. But, yeah, congratulations on that, 100 wins and 13 seasons. That's, you know, I don't know what it calculates right now in my brain on this early Saturday morning, but it's a pretty good clip of winning each and every year. But real quick before Kirk gets you, last night we go on the road for the second time. It's another region game, and as I was talking to Kirk before you got on in the opener, another hostile environment, another team, another fan base that I thought they wanted to have a shot at us. They thought they had a really good shot, even though they've only won one game this season. But in the district, that one win was theirs. They're 1-1, and they get a win there, and they're right back there, you know, at the top of the district, tied with us. So they had a lot to play for last night as well.
Well, absolutely, and, you know, we talk about it all the time that, you know, winning your district games and winning a district championship is always a goal at the start of the year. It allows you to control your own destiny. And that game last night was had a lot of implications on the line because they're 1-1 in the district. If they beat us, they control their own destiny from here on out. And we'd have to have help from somebody. And
right.
So there was a lot of skin in the game is what we like to say with the outcome of the game last night. And, you know, Chester, we knew going into the year, had a very senior-laden team like we did. You know, our guys have played against them throughout the middle school years, freshman JV ball, and they had a lot of seniors on that team as well. So we knew it was going to be a good game, tough game at their place.
Well, along that line, one thing too, this team kind of seems to get it. I mean, we've talked, you know, over the years about how you go into halftime, you're down a score or two, you know, things are looking a little grim on the field in halftime, and you make halftime changes and adjustments with all the electronics and stuff now that you can use. I think that probably helps you. But I have never seen a team look as different in the second half as this team. Whatever you do in at halftime with this bunch, they come out ready to play in that second half. I mean, the stuff that you've done at halftime, whatever adjustment, they work because these boys buy in and do it coming out of the locker room.
Well, I think, one, we've got good leaders on this team. I think, you know, we've got leaders that have played a lot of football for us over the course of their careers. And, you know, last night I thought the biggest thing, we needed more energy. We didn't have great energy in the first half
coming out.
And, you know, part of that probably a little hangover from a very physical game the week before, a game that we played really good defensively in, but probably took a toll on us a little bit and just didn't have the energy level that we needed. And we did make a couple of adjustments because we had great keys on Chester County and allowed our guys to make some checks out there. And I thought those helped us, but also just the energy level of making some plays defensively and coming out in the second half was better.
Yeah, we talked about it. You could just tell the effort to get to the ball in the second half. You could just see it on them. I mean, there were people getting there that weren't getting there in the first half. You know, just a little slow to the hole. And it was pretty impressive because that's kind of happened in all these games that have been close at halftime is how, you know, against Pure, the way you changed the way that they started getting penetration upfield on the edges to slow them down, getting outside. I mean, there are just a lot of things that I think – well, you tell me, I think there's teams that they don't adjust when you tell them how to adjust. I mean, the things you go over, they just can't translate that to the field.
Well, and again, I think this team has done a good job of that, you know, partly because of the experience that they have there. But they have a good understanding of the game and how it should be played. And, you know, I thought last night really in that first half, with us not having a great energy level, I thought we still gained an advantage because we executed better than they did. You know, they did some things, hit a couple runs here and there, were running the ball, but then they would have a snap over the head and really get them behind the sticks, where as we were able, for the most part, to stay ahead of the sticks, and when we got behind, we were able to make big plays to overcome that. And, you know, I thought last night in the passing game we were able to make some explosive plays that really helped us too throughout the course of the game. So, you know, good win, tough environment on the road against a team that, you know, we had to win the game to control our own destiny in the region.
All right. Well, let me unmute myself. All right, we'll continue to talk with Coach Smith about last night's game. And then coming up a little bit later on, we'll tell you what's ahead for the Tigers as they'll be back home at Jim Carroll Stadium next Friday night. All that and a lot more right here on Sports Talk right after this timeout.
Well, I
Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Real quick, I'd give a shout out to our sponsors, Jones Nissan, River City Concrete, Hardin Medical Center, Lifespan, Williams Flooring Center, Shiloh Golf Course, and Earl's Grill. Couldn't do it without those guys. Thank you so much for being part of this show, and most of them on that list has been a part of it for a long, long time. Matthew, going to the start of the game last night, they came out with a lot of energy. I'm talking about Chester County, came out with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. A good-looking team, as Kirk always talks about, and Kendall does, the look test. They had the look test. They had size. And then first couple of plays with their running back, I think it was Peyton Barham, number four. You know, watching the game from afar, not seeing what y'all are seeing and seeing up top, it's kind of like, you know, what are they doing? Because it looked like we had defensive linemen upfield, but he escaped and there was creases there for him. And he had a good speed too. Once he got, he had a good draw, a good stop step, and then he would when he hit the hole, he turned north and south. He was on the move, but it seemed like a kind of a theme there for the first quarter and a half anyway.
Yeah, we were a little too far upfield, not closing enough on the outside, and when you do that, comboing inside, it creates a little seam in there, and again, I think we got it adjusted and played a little better as a game, really starting in the second quarter, got them to close a little bit more, and they were good up front. That big left tackle, big and stocky guys, strong guys on the inside. H-back was a big kid, and did a nice job for him. We're a little smaller and quicker at defensive end, just some matchup problems in there. But again, I thought we got it adjusted and played better as the game went on. But the Barham kid, good running back. Of course, that's his brother Chad. That's the big receiver, and those two kids have been good players for them for it seems like a number of years now. Got tickled at the start of the season. Tony Barham, many know from around here, came in to the field house and said, "I heard you wanted a Barham to play for you." And I said, "You're the wrong Barham. I'd like to have one of those other two." But
played against him. Yeah, you were correct.
Yeah. But both of those kids are good players and did some good things for Chester County last night.
Well, and one of the things, too, that – I think you've been able to do defensively all year is limit the explosive plays. And we played teams that had explosive players. I mean, you may be as good a athletic competition that I've seen on schedule in a long time, but you've been able to corral those athletes and get guys to the ball. I mean, I've just watched so many games in the past, you know, like when my kids played, and it'd be with that long 60-yard run with a minute left to go in the game, and you lose the game. But that defense is able to limit those big plays, and I think that's been a big part of your season this year.
Well, I think, you know, pursuing the football, of course, is a fundamental of a good defense, and I think, you know, we buy into that. We start every practice with tackling and pursuit. And those are two cornerstone fundamentals of playing good defensive football, and I think our kids buy into that. And another thing that I think our kids really buy into is when something bad happens, you know, there's going to be adversity in every football game. They don't hang their head. They don't pout. They come back. They play the next play. And I think that's part of being a good defensive football team. With the way offenses are in modern football these days, you know, there's going to be some plays that go against you. And instead of hanging your head about it or letting it affect you the next play in a negative way, we come back and try to have a positive effect. And I think, you know, last night, play after play, you know, they had a positive play. And then all of a sudden, Chester County does something to hurt themselves with a bad snap. We're there to take advantage of that. Again, pleased with the way that our kids adjusted and the effort and intensity level picked up throughout the game.
Yeah, they played between the 35s all night long. It seemed like they're between the 30-yard line. And then, and like you said, and we pointed this out several times, they'd hit two or three plays there in a row, and then they'd have a procedure call, a snap over the head, a bad snap. Something bad would happen to them. And then you look at their record at 1-5 and the close games. Like Kurt said, they played a really a good schedule with close games. And then you start believing, here we go again. You know, making the same mistakes, and this is going to cost us a game. They came out and kind of punched us in the mouth a couple of times, but just couldn't quite get it done. They had a good kicker.
Well, and that's another thing I was going to say, because of, you know, being able to move the ball a little bit, I think, you know, offensively, we had to overcome bad field position all mm-hmm. night. I mean, their kickoff guy, and he also punted, but he did a great job at both of those things and pinned us back several times that we had to, you know, drive the whole field throughout the night. But pleased with our offense for being able to do that. I think our first drive was 14 plays, maybe something like that, starting from the 20-yard line and finishing that one off with a score.
Well, speaking of plays, the backbone breaker for them was that first play to start the second half. I mean, you come out, was it one score? I mean, we're up 10? Is that right?
It's 14-3 at halftime.
Yeah. And so, I mean, their score.
It's 11.
Two scores. Yeah, two scores going. I was going to say, they're two scores from going up. And you come out there, and I appreciate the math. You've always been good at math. I mean, that.
Always trying to be a teacher.
We really don't know what game he was at last night. He got sweating in the press box and had to go outside and get an IV.
Press box, I had to go out at halftime and lay down on the bleachers. I was fixing to stroke out in there. Brett walked out and he said, "It's 28 degrees cooler out here than it is in that press box." But the
continue your thought there. If you can.
Well, that you throw the bubble screen out there to Blankenship. He goes 80 yards. I mean, it's kind of a backbreaker for them.
Well, it was good. I mean, you know, we come out, get the stop defensively, make them punt the ball to us there. And we kind of had that design. They'd been really good against the screen game throughout all the film that we scouted. So we wanted to kind of, one, set it up out of a run formation, which we did. We motioned Weeks out to the opposite side of where the screen was going, which we've never shown before. And if you watch it on film, you get the backers, when that motion happens, they bump two or three steps. And, you know, we always say football is a game of inches. Well, that backside backer that's coming to try to make the tackle, mm-hmm. he's about a step off of it right there. And, you know, I thought Wesley did a nice job of following the blocker out there. And Jack had a good block. It's really just two-on-two football out there when you throw those things in space. And he did a good job of following Jack's block and really exploding and bursting up the sideline to get the score.
Yeah, he made that first guy miss. He made a pretty good initial move after he caught the ball. And it seems like every week, Steve, we talk about, man, we didn't know he was that fast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some – and it's somebody different every week. And we're going, boy, he's fast.
Well, I know another thing, too, that I was just thinking about what you was talking about with Jack with a good block. And London does this, too. Well, they all do it. Your receivers outside have been taught well. They block outside, and a lot of plays are broken because of that effort outside. And a lot of times you don't get that from receivers, especially if a play is, you know. That's
one thing about receivers blocking, and, you know, several years ago in the spread offense, we really – you can't be like linemen. Sometimes you want to man up, go get them, be aggressive, all that kind of stuff. You can't be over-aggressive at a receiver, because if you are running full speed at them, it's like two ships passing in the night there. And our receivers do a good job of, really coming out, kind of settling, getting on, stalking, and getting on the block, and being able to hold it just long enough, because a lot of times you see penalties thrown if receivers there having to stay on blocks forever and ever and ever. And they've done a nice job of being able to fit those blocks up and hold them long enough for our guys to clear.
I think another good sign last night, too, is it was about as clean a game as we played. I mean, there not hardly any motion penalties. Offense was pretty disciplined. I mean, I don't think I may be wrong, but it just didn't seem like we had as much negative yardage and penalties and stuff like that last night.
Yeah, for the most part, I thought our execution, there was a couple things here and there, but I thought our execution was better. And, you know, we really talked about that from the pure game. I didn't think we executed as well as we had been offensively in the game before against pure. And I thought last night we executed much better. And, again, had to go the length of the field multiple times.
All right, we're talking with Coach Matthew Smith. This is Sports Talk. As last night, the Tigers get a big win over Chester County. 35-3, they improved to 7-0 on the regular season, in the regular season, and 3-0 in the district play. Also, we'll be back home next week. We'll tell you who that is. It's a big home game, pink out. A lot of activities going on this coming week at Jim Carroll Stadium. More with Matthew Smith when we return. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell along with Kurt Carroll, Kendall Axon, and Coach Smith in with us as the Tigers get a big win last night over Chester County, 35-3. And Matthew, let's look at the scoring plays last night. Tigers open up the game with 11-play drive, 80 yards. Heyman goes in from 3 yards out. Foster with an extra point, 7-0. But, man, precision like to open up the game.
Yeah, I thought it was really a good opening drive there. Chose to take the ball, won the toss, chose to take the ball, which I like to do. Big games on the road, and thought we had a good kind of opening script there, and really our kids executed well after a kickoff that went in the end zone, had to start on the 20 and go 80 yards there, good to execute that drive and get the first score.
Hey, Steve, yes. Let me interrupt you. This is something I've always wanted. You talking about a good script. Explain that.
Well, I mean, I don't go verbatim. A lot of people go verbatim script, but, we take plays in practice situationally and script those. We have them, on the call sheet of what we like per down and distance, what we like as openers, those kinds of things. And, thought we really wanted to come out in 3-by-1, see how they aligned to it because they had lined a couple different ways. We had run game RPOs off that early on. Cam comes out, pops the first one, which was a little different run scheme than we'd had in the weeks before. And thought our lineman did a good job on that play. It's really fit up nice, and Cam hits the hole good. And I think we go 24, something like that, on the first play of it, and we're off and rolling. Had Weeks on the little pop pass up the middle in that drive, mm-hmm. too, which we had not shown. We executed it well, and just some different things. Had the motion out by the tailback, and then running our little two route, making them change guys that were in their on their man coverage side because we knew they were combo coverage, zone on one side, man on the other. Just well-executed drive moving down the field there on that first one.
We did it to perfection. Tigers go up 7-0, and then Chester County gets on the board in the first with Callis, their outstanding kicker, 44-yard field goal, and 7-3 at that point. Second quarter, we go 7 plays, another 80-yard drive. Cam goes in from 4 yards out, 14-3 there.
Yeah, and good execution on that one, too. I think we hit a big one on that one, maybe to Weeks, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe
yeah.
so. A big catch over the top, and Cam finishes it off. And, those two runs that he had for scores, they had an extra guy. Of course, you get down there in the red zone, safeties come down really tight, and then Cam did a good job of just hammering right there and running over the safety basically to get those two scores that he got, and good to finish that drive off with a touchdown.
Well, they got the ball to start the third quarter. We get a stop and get on to punt it back to us. And then one play, 80 yards, as Carter hits Wes Blankenship on the sideline, our sideline, makes a couple of misses. You said Jack got a good block over there, and he was off to the races. And the Tigers go up 21-3. They come back. We get a turnover at that point with Elif, and then we go on another one play drive, 40 yards, Smith to Gray, 28-3 at that point. That's pretty much the ball game. We get one more score going along drive. Eight play drive, 60 yards, 27 yard touchdown pass, Carter to Weeks, and that's final scoring as the clock started to roll, 35-3. So, you know, a couple of one play drives and three long drives, and you know, ball game's over.
Yeah, and you know, we had talked a lot to him about it halftime too, about how important these first couple of drives and possessions were in the second half, and really thought our team did a nice job there of one coming out and stopping them, forcing a punt, and then hitting an explosive play right there, coming out, getting a turnover, and hitting another one there. Like you said, I really thought it kind of broke their back there and put us in the driver's seat for the game.
Yeah, and, you know, we kept the ball most of the third quarter too. We had that long drive in the third quarter. But an outstanding night by the Tigers offensively and defensively, holding a good team to 3 points. If I remember what I looked at on their schedule, they've scored some points this season. Last week against South Gibson, even though it's four overtimes, I think they put up 28-35 on them.
Yeah, I mean, they'd had you know, some explosive nights offensively. Certainly, Dyer County game, that Dyer County's got a good team this year. It was 49-48. Dyer County wins that game against them. So put up a lot of points in that one. South Gibson last week, of course, it was 4-0. I think it was 7-7 at the end of regulation, but then it gets into overtime and everybody's scoring and goes four overtimes before South Gibson pulls that one out, 35-28. So, yeah, they'd put some points on the board. Quarterback's good, had athletes at all the skill positions, running back and receiver, and had put up some points. So, really, even though we gave up some yardage there, we kind of settled in and, as I said earlier, played much better.
Yeah, and the passing game was there last night. I think, would say 18 for 23, Carter was around 378 and three touchdown passes. That's a big night for high school players, and that's only in three quarters.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were able to
pretty good night.
Yeah.
Make some explosive plays, and linemen gave him some time, certainly, to throw the ball, and our receivers did a nice job of getting open and making some plays.
Let's take a look at some scores around the region, and then we'll talk about next week real quick. Bolivar, 24, Southside, 21, Northside, 42, JCM, nothing, Lexington, 56, Manassas, 6, South Gibson, 33, Dyer County, 31. Next week, our opponent, Haywood, 50, Tresvant, 12. And speaking of Haywood, it's going to be a battle of two top 10 teams, it looks like, number 4 and number 6 right now. In the 4A post, they're coming to our place. An outstanding team, been to the state finals a few times, but they have had some issues at the start of this year, but it looks like they're getting things back rolling again. They lost their coach, lost their quarterback, and kind of struggled there early.
Well, you know, Haywood has kind of been the pinnacle of, on this side of the river, in West Tennessee, of 4A football. I mean, they've been to the semifinals in our side of the bracket for 3, 4, 5 years in a row now. So they're there consistently. And, you know, if we want to get to that level and play at that level, Haywood needs to be on our schedule, and we need to see where we're at. And we've set ourselves up for, you know, I told the kids last night after the game, it's going to be one of the biggest games in the state of Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
In high school football. And, you know, you got a 7-0 team, top of their district, against a 6-1 team, top of their district, and it should be a heck of a football game.
It'll be in the jungle next Friday night. Kickoff time will be set for 7 p.m. Airtime 6:30. Tiger tailgate party at 5, Tiger walk at 5:55. It's pink out. Also, there is October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so wear your pink and come out and see a really good football game between two powerhouses, I guess, in West Tennessee. You know, you don't get to see a lot of, Kirk, a lot of top 10 teams go at it during the season, but this should be a good one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is two powerhouses. This will be the kind of game that people show up for that are
– don't come a lot.
Yeah, they're not Haywood or Hardin County fans. Just somebody wants to watch that ball game. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But like I said, this team has responded unbelievably well all year. I expect them to in this game too.
Matthew, once again, congratulations, 100 wins. I know that's probably not the most important thing right now as you're fixing to get ready for Haywood, but congratulations nonetheless. That's a great feat and for you to get to. And like I said, a lot of coaches, a lot of players have to get there. And we appreciate you coming in here and sharing with us in the 100 wins. And, you know, there's some losses in there too. Sometimes you don't like to come in here and talk about, but just part of the deal. But we appreciate you coming in each and every Saturday too and giving us a little bit of your time.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Coach Matthew Smith. The Tigers win last night 35-3 over Chester County. Haywood County is up next. We'll bring in Kendall Atkinson and talk to Kendall and get his perspective on last night. And also, we'll take a look at the SEC schedule. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. As we just got through speaking with Coach Matthew Smith, and we'll bring in Kendall Atkinson. Kendall, last night you're part of the broadcast as well. Tell us a little bit about what you saw. You're more in tune with the players. You get to talk to them and kind of get their perspective going into games and sometimes afterwards. But you being ex-quarterback, what you're witnessing right now for this year and the way Carter is not only throwing the ball well but handling the team, and he's got a lot of responsibility on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most simple way to sum it up is he's just the captain of the ship. He's got the respect of the guys around him, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And you can just tell by the way he carries himself, we go as he goes. And that's the sign of a good quarterback.
Sign of the times right now too. Quarterback or not quarterback.
Right. He's played excellent so far. Kind of what we expected. I mean, obviously with Coach Smith as his dad and his head coach, you've always got somebody pushing you to excel and be better. And it's like we've stated over and over from week to week. He's definitely grown from last year, and it's always a good sign, you know, when he matures and progresses, and not only as a player but mentally and physically. That's what I was telling Kirk off the air just a minute ago, is when you get to talk to him, it's, you know, things that he says and he points out are things that when I played – it was the day after the game was concluded that I was finally being like, oh, that's, you know, that's why I threw it into it. But no, he's great. He's playing great. We're playing great offensively. It's been fun to watch so far.
You know, Kurt, we were talking about on the way home, and we really didn't know what we were going to get going into this season. We lost some really good talent last year on both sides of the ball, and didn't know what we were going to get. But as the season progresses, this team seems to just get better and better and better offensively. We knew we were going to be pretty decent offensively. I mean, when you get a senior quarterback and you got some senior talent over there, Jack Gray, for instance, has played a lot of ball. Cam Heyman has played a lot of ball for us. Ryan Weeks has been out there. He's played a lot of ball. You know, I'm talking about skill positions. London Rose has played a lot of ball. But – on the opposite side. We knew we had Harris. We lost Gray last year, you know, senior, having to fill that spot. And Tayshawn has come in, and you can see that he's getting his grip on that position and getting better and better. The linebackers played really well last week. But we were just talking about, you know, hey, it's a pretty good football team we got here now.
Well, another thing, too, that surprised me is some of these guys, like Blankenship, I really wouldn't have thought at the beginning of the season that you throw a bubble screen to Blankenship that he's going to go 80 and outrun everybody on Chester County's team. And Chester County had guys that could run. And every week seems we're making a statement, you know, Jack Gray outruns this guy. They have a lot better overall team speed than – we thought that they were going to have, you know, at the beginning of the year. And the big grunts that down in that defensive line, you know, they kind of control the game. And then these guys that can run to the ball, just like, you know, Coach Smith was talking about. In these situations, you got to have people that want to chase the ball. Not have to tell them to chase the ball, but they just do it on their own. And you noticed last night, one of those plays, and Kendall made a statement. They threw the little quick screen, little bowl screen out to Barham. And as soon as he caught it and looked upfield, we had a corner that was pushing him, and he jumped back about a 4 feet to, you know, to dodge him. But by the time he wanted to go forward again, it was boom, boom, boom. I mean, here's three more coming. And that's the way it was all night. I mean, we just smothered them with these guys getting to the football. And that's just effort and all of them being on the same page.
Well, that was evident last week with Pure. You know, and I think Matthew mentioned this. It's not on stat sheet. But Tibble last week, he saved a couple of touchdown passes by having a good angle, the speed to knock a kid out of bounds that we thought were going in.
Unsung hero, like we said last night, Nolan Foster.
Yeah.
I mean, the kicker. He does an onside kick and to perfection, covers his own onside kick, and we get the ball back against a good team. The game was a one-score game. And then a kickoff that they've got a touchdown. He's the last guy. He tackles the return guy on the kickoff. So, I mean – every week, it's names that we're not expecting to call. You know, Adam Harris makes another tackle. You know, he's in the backfield. You know, that those things you expect. But it's the players that we haven't really seen a lot in the scheme that are stepping up and supplying all the energy that's out there. So, I mean, it's just – I think it's a real good team. We've used like Pope when he was here. We had individuals we'd – try to get the ball to and let them just – and then in games when we didn't get the ball to them or they didn't have explosive plays, we lost. This team manufactures a lot of different ways to move the football offensively and defensively.
Well, that's one thing you said to Coach Smith. You said, you know, it seems like what you tell them at halftime, it just resonates, you know, the adjustments we make, it's like, you know, something clicks. And that's what we've seen in the second half. But –
Not like they're in the locker room going, yeah.
But one thing I wanted to point out is this team, I feel like they're just rooted and the foundation is firm in just relationships and chemistry. Like he said, you know, I've been with this group with Carter because Carter's a senior. Well, he's been around all these boys since Carter was playing.
And they're in his house.
Oh, and it's paying off. And as we get deeper and deeper, I think that could be the catalyst that really pushes us in the right direction.
Well, see, and that was one of the things that I never really thought about.
Me either.
When he brought that up was the fact that, you know, he said, I've grown up with all these boys because they've just been around Carter and all his friends, you know, on the football team. So there's a give and take there, that mutual respect from the top of the scale to the bottom.
Right.
And
yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they've got things going right now. Now they're going to get the test of the test.
Oh, yeah.
Next Friday night.
This will be an interesting one coming up. We say that every week.
No, but this is different.
It's different.
This is
round four
it's
game.
It's a money game.
Yeah.
You need to come out speaking to the fans and the community. Everybody needs to be there. It's one of the bigger games in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll be there.
What was it we did last night? At halftime, Kendall rolls off his whole line of excellent comments.
And all I got was, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to break.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was unplugging my mic.
Yeah, you were out there.
You were out there
laying
on the bleachers.
Yeah, I was out there trying to cut.
You were
it
taking
off.
IVs at that time. I looked over there and you had that little bead of sweat on your lip. Good gosh. Not that hot in here.
It was, too.
We've been in worse. I mean, you know, we moved around. And I do want to apologize for not getting on at 6:30, but what you don't understand, we got there at
playing Twister
six
on the home side of their bleachers.
Yeah, we went up top. They told us to move.
We moved all that equipment up the ladder to get on top of the press box.
Come back
then
down.
Moved it down, then moved it outside, and then moved it inside.
We
look like Keystone Cop.
The life.
I was saying, hope team don't play like we do.
Life of small town radio when you go on the road, man.
People don't understand.
They just don't get it.
They don't get it.
Well, I mean, a lot of times we sit in a booth that's made for 1.5 people.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got 4 in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we do what we got to do. Hey, big SEC schedule coming up before we get out of here. Today at 11, Florida at Kentucky, Texas A&M at Arkansas, 2:30 games, Georgia at Auburn, 3, Missouri, they're undefeated, at Vandy, 5 p.m., LSU at Ole Miss, as they try to rebound after the loss to Alabama last week, 8 p.m., Alabama at Mississippi State, and then our game here at 6:30, South Carolina and Tennessee. Tennessee, 11.5-point favorite. Coming into this game.
Yeah.
Scared to death.
The season starts now. I mean, well, really the Florida game, but for Tennessee. But now we're really fixing to get into the meat of all the SEC stuff now. It'll be pretty interesting from here on out.
Well, there's a lot of conversation going on about the offense. And, you know, they've been high-flying for, a couple of years now. And then we're not seeing that tempo. We're not seeing that bam, 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 bam. People or fans, that is, are kind of, you know, getting a little anxious.
Well, everybody, I just read everybody is set to play. There is no excuse. It's time for big
May's
boy.
Back.
It's time for big boy football. Yeah.
Did you hear what Rattler for South Carolina had to say?
I had no idea.
He said that Noah Nalen won't be much different than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, nobody likes him anyway. So.
And then he came back and they said, well, I mean, what's your idea? And he said, I'm just going to throw it to whoever Haddon's playing defense on.
Oh, so he's calling shots.
Oh, yeah. He's,
His defense. That's your one-on-one guy.
Well, here's what he needs to understand. That's fine. If you got a big offensive line up in front of you.
Don't let him get you fired up.
No, I'm just saying. You got that, but they've got starters out. They got 7 offensive linemen out coming into this game. Their best defensive tackle is out. Their best receiver is out.
Well, he got rushed almost every throw last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been that way all year.
Well, what
long.
Was it against – was it North Carolina? He got sacked almost 10 times?
Yeah.
He better be careful making
He's not –
Well, I mean, he's had 2 good games. Since he's been at South Carolina, now he's calling shots.
Yeah. He's going to get him a dose.
Yeah. I hope he does. And I think I could throw on Haddon. So there's that. But who was the guy that came in for Oklahoma? He's at Cleveland? Man, his name just – he's at Tampa Bay now, quarterback.
Mayfield.
I went to that game. At Oklahoma game.
Don't bring that up.
That's the one he won by himself.
He came in and
was doing all that running.
But even the way he is, you know, he's cocky.
The way he carries himself.
Yeah. But, man, have you ever heard him talk about being in that stadium?
Oh, he just talking about how different it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, and also.
And at night.
He had an 18-point comeback in that ball game. That makes you like that stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to talk good about the stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I was there 10 years ago when they went into dark mode. It was on Halloween, South Carolina was in. And we beat them up pretty bad in that game.
I'm just glad the uniforms have come a long way from then, because that was –
Well, that was basically just a black shirt is all they
was
did.
Black,
I mean, it's like
black practice jersey.
Hey, yeah. Steve, this is a question for a 61-year-old. You remember us discussing uniforms back in 1985?
It was either orange and white or white on white.
Like, what? black jerseys.
they say they got to do it.
Kids that wasn't even a, any that type of never motivation. Even a thought.
Yeah.
All right, boys, we got to get out of here. We got somewhere to go, all three of us. So we appreciate you tuning in to Sports Talk on this Saturday morning as the Tigers get a big win, 35-3 over Chester County last night. Haywood County coming into town. Coming up today as your Sports Saturday continues this afternoon, the Vol Network will take over around 5 p.m., and they'll lead you up to the kickoff between Tennessee and South Carolina at 6:30. Right here on 93.5 FM. We appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday morning and each Saturday morning. Thanks to Coach Smith for coming in. Kristen at the station for Kurt and Kendall. I'm Steve Cornell saying so long, Tiger fans, and go Vols.